Welcome to episode 1010 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This declaration emphasizes Jesus' mission to bring abundant, eternal life to his followers, in contrast to the harm caused by false teachers. Hearing these words, the Apostle Peter would have been deeply influenced by Jesus' emphasis on protection, life, and care. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. When Jesus spoke the words in John 10:10, he made a stark contrast between two very different influences in our lives. On the one hand, there is the thief, representing everything in this world that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. On the other hand, Jesus came to give us life, life that is not just adequate, but abundant, rich, and full. This abundant life is more than material prosperity or a life free from pain. It is a life anchored in the love and purposes of God, filled with joy, peace, and a deep sense of identity. The themes of life abundant, which Jesus promises in John 10:10, are echoed throughout the letters of 1 and 2 Peter. The apostle, who once denied Jesus, writing to Christians, enduring persecution and suffering, reminds them that the life Christ offers is available even in the midst of trials. This life is not defined by external circumstances, but by our relationship with God, who has called us into his marvelous light and given us everything we need for godliness and spiritual fulfillment. Today, as we celebrate episode 1010, we will explore how Peter reflects the message of abundant life promised in John 10:10 through three key themes: identity, transformation, and hope. In John 10:10, Jesus tells us that he came to give life, not just any life, but life to the full. This fullness of life begins with understanding who we are in Christ. Peter echoes this truth in 1 Peter 2:9, where he reminds believers of their new identity: but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. This identity is not based on anything we've done, but on what God has done for us in Christ. We have been called out of darkness into his wonderful light. When Jesus speaks of giving us life abundantly, he is speaking about more than mere existence. He is offering a life filled with purpose and meaning, grounded in our identity as God's chosen people. This is a radical transformation from the old life we once lived in darkness. Before coming to Christ, we were lost, wandering in spiritual malaise, confusion, and despair. But now, as Peter writes, we have been brought into the light of God's kingdom. This is where abundant life begins, with the realization that we are deeply loved and chosen by God. Peter's emphasis on our identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation reflects the abundant life that Jesus promised. We are no longer defined by the world's standards or by the things that seek to steal, kill, and destroy. Instead, we are defined by our relationship with God, and this gives us a sense of belonging and purpose. We are God's special possession, chosen to declare his praises and to live as his representatives in the world. Understanding our identity in Christ is the foundation of the abundant life he offers. When we know who we are, chosen, loved, and called by God, we can live with confidence and joy, even in the face of challenges. The thief may come to steal our joy and our sense of purpose, but when we are grounded in our identity as God's people, we can resist his schemes and stand firm in the truth. The abundant life that Jesus promises is not just about who we are, it is also about how we live. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, Peter writes, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness." This verse is a powerful reminder that the life Christ offers is a life of transformation, empowered by God's divine power. Peter makes it clear that abundant life is a life that reflects the character and goodness of God. It's not a life of indulgence or self-centeredness, but a life of godliness, a life that mirrors Christ in our thoughts, actions, and relationships. This transformation happens as we grow in our knowledge of Christ. The more we come to know him, his love, his grace, his power, the more we are transformed into his likeness. The thief, mentioned in John 10:10, seeks to destroy this transformation. He wants us to remain stuck in old patterns of sin, selfishness, and fear. But Jesus has come to give us a new way of living, one that is marked by godliness and spiritual maturity. Peter tells us that through Christ's divine power, we have everything we need to live this kind of life. This means that we are not lacking anything. God has equipped us with all the resources we need, his word, his spirit, and the fellowship of other believers, to live abundantly. This transformation is not instantaneous, but a lifelong journey. As we grow in our knowledge of Christ, we begin to experience more and more of the abundant life he offers. This is why Peter urges believers in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 7 to make every effort to add to their faith qualities like goodness, knowledge, self-control, and love. The abundant life is not passive. It requires intentionality and effort. But as we cooperate with God's transforming work in our lives, we will experience the fullness of life that Jesus promised. One of the most remarkable aspects of Peter's letters is how he connects the promise of abundant life with the reality of suffering. When we think of abundant life, we often associate it with ease, comfort, and prosperity. But Peter reminds us that even in the midst of suffering, we can experience the fullness of life that Jesus came to give. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, Peter acknowledges that the believers he is writing to are enduring grief in all kinds of trials. Yet he encourages them to rejoice, because these trials are refining their faith, which is of greater worth than gold. The abundant life that Jesus offers is not a life free from pain or difficulty. Instead, it is a life that is anchored in the hope of eternal glory. Peter tells us that suffering is temporary, but the life we have in Christ is eternal. This is where the message of John 10:10 and the letters of Peter converge in a powerful way. The thief comes to destroy our faith through suffering, to convince us that hardship is a sign that God has abandoned us. But Peter tells us that suffering is not the end of the story. Through Christ, we have the hope of eternal life, a life that goes beyond the struggles of this world. In 1 Peter 5:10, Peter writes, "And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." This is the abundant life that Jesus promises, a life that is rooted in the hope of God's ultimate restoration. No matter what trials we face, we can stand firm in the knowledge that God is with us, and he is working all things for our good. The hope we have in Christ gives us the strength to persevere through suffering. It allows us to experience joy even in the midst of trials, because we know our present circumstances do not define our future. The abundant life Jesus offers is not limited to the here and now. It stretches into eternity, and this eternal perspective empowers us to live with courage, faith, and hope, even when life is difficult. As we reflect on John 10:10 and the letters of Peter, we see a beautiful picture of the abundant life Jesus promises. It is a life grounded in our identity as God's chosen people, a life of transformation through the knowledge of Christ, and a life filled with hope, even in the face of suffering. This is the life Jesus came to give us, a life that is rich, meaningful, and overflowing with matchless grace. But this life is not automatic. We must choose to walk in it daily. We must resist the thief who seeks to steal our joy, kill our hope, and destroy our faith. We must stay rooted in our identity as God's beloved children, grow in our knowledge of Christ, and stand firm in the hope of eternal glory. As we do, we will experience the fullness of life Jesus came to give, not just in the future, but right now, in the midst of our everyday lives. This is the abundant life. It is a life that cannot be stolen, destroyed, or diminished by the trials of this world. It is life in Christ, and it is available to all who put their trust in him. Father, we thank you for the abundant life that Jesus has promised us, a life grounded in our identity as your chosen people and filled with hope, even in the midst of trials. Help us to walk in the fullness of this life daily, growing in the knowledge of Christ and resisting the schemes of the enemy. Strengthen our faith and remind us of the eternal hope we have in you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.